This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. In Chhattisgarh, at least 12 Maoists have been killed in an ongoing encounter with security forces. Their bodies have been recovered from the spot. Two security personnel have also been killed and two injured in the exchange of fire. The encounter started in the morning in the forests of National Park in Bijapur district when a joint team of security forces was on a search operation in the jungles of South Bastar. A large number of arms and ammunition have also been recovered from the spot. The search operation is still going on in the area. Delhi Chief Minister Atishi handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena today, a day after her Aam Aadmi Party faced a crushing defeat in the assembly polls. Atishi, who retained her Kalkaji seat, handed over her resignation to Lieutenant Governor V.K. Saxena at Rajnivas this morning. Atishi took oath as Chief Minister in September last year after AAP convener and her predecessor Arvind Kejriwal resigned from the post amid corruption allegations against him. Meanwhile, Delhi Lieutenant Governor Vinay Kumar Saxena has dissolved the 7th Legislative Assembly of the National Capital Territory of Delhi with effect from 8th of February. The Bharatiya Janata Party yesterday emerged victorious in the Delhi Assembly polls after winning 48 out of 70 seats. The Aam Aadmi Party managed to win only 22 seats. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said that Delhi Assembly polls results are indicative of the trust the country has in BJP's double-engine government. Addressing the BJP workers at party headquarters in New Delhi yesterday, Mr. Modi thanked the Delhiites for reposing their trust on the party to take the national capital to newer heights. The Prime Minister further said that Delhi will get world-class urban infrastructure now.
अर्बनाइजेशन गरीबों को वंचितों को सशक्त करने का भी एक माध्यम है. दिल्ली भारत का गेटवे है और इसलिए इसे देश का सर्वश्रेष्ठ अर्बन इंफ्रास्ट्रक्चर मिलना ही चाहिए.
The Prime Minister pledged that every promise made to Nari Shakti would be fulfilled and added that women voters have become BJP's shield. Mr. Modi emphasized that the NDA means good governance and development. Paris is set to become the global hub for artificial intelligence governance as world leaders, industry pioneers and researchers gather for the two-day AI Action Summit 2025 starting tomorrow. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will depart for Paris tomorrow to co-chair the summit alongside French President Emmanuel Macron. Our correspondent reports that the event aims to shape global AI policies, ensuring innovation aligns with ethical responsibility. U.S. Secretary of State Marco Rubio has asked Hamas to release all the Israeli hostages taken by them immediately. The call came after the return of three captives who had been held by Hamas for 490 days. In a social media post, Rubio celebrated the release of the three hostages, saying they were finally home in Israel. He emphasized that the U.S. remains firm in demanding the immediate release of all remaining captives. This release is part of a ceasefire deal brokered with the help of Egypt, Qatar and the US. So far, it is the fifth swap under the agreement. In exchange for the three hostages, Israel has begun releasing 183 Palestinian prisoners. Lebanon has formed its first full-fledged government since 2022 with Nawaf Salam assuming the role of the Prime Minister. President Joseph Aoun confirmed in a statement that he accepted the resignation of the previous caretaker government and signed a decree appointing Prime Minister Salam's new administration. At the ongoing Para-Archery Asia Cup in Thailand, India para-archers won two more gold medals today in the Recurve Open and Compound Open mixed team events. With this, India's medal tally now stands at 6, with 4 gold and 2 silver. In the men's cricket, India will face England in the second of the three-match ODI series at Barabati Stadium in Cuttack this afternoon. The match is scheduled to begin at 1:30 p.m. And that is the end of this news bulletin.